The board will consider rules that dictate how school districts can spend money targeted toward low-income and non-English-speaking students. Several interest groups want the rules tightened up to ensure the money isn't squandered. Samantha Tran is with the advocacy group Children Now. She says some district-wide spending could be good.
You know, you want to do things at scale, and so that can be really powerful. The challenge is if those aren't targeted prevention and intervention services, it could get watered down.
Administrators prefer fewer restrictions so they can spend the money more easily. They acknowledge that could include teacher pay raises. But Wes Smith, with the Association of California School Administrators, says students will still come first.
We've been doing some workshops all across the state to provide our members with suggestions, tools, and what have you, where they can meet the needs at the bargaining table while prioritizing the needs of students.
Governor Jerry Brown is proposing a budget of about $55 billion for K-12 education in the coming year. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.